I just don't understand how two people can dirty so many dishes. Seems like the minute I get through with one sack, there's another. I tell you, John Vickerson, I'm not going to stand for this much longer. Every one of my friends has made at least one day out of the job. John Vickerson, how can you fall asleep at the breakfast table?
It ain't easy with all that talking going on. Wake me in 5 minutes, Blanche.
No, you don't. You just get busy and help out.
I'm tired, Blanche.
That's just an excuse. Did you ever see that sweet young couple next door? Now, there's a husband for you. He waits on her hand and foot.
He's an idiot.
He never lets her do anything alone. On Monday, he washed the dishes with her. On Tuesday, he cleaned the table with her. On Wednesday, he ironed the clothes with her. What do you suppose he did on Thursday?
He mopped up the floor with her.
He did not.
Well, he should have. Listen, Blanche, I got enough problems of my own, and I'm not interested in that stupid couple next door.
Can't even get you to do the simplest chore.
I do plenty.
I beg you to have the electric orange squeezer fixed. Did you take it to the electrician? No.
I didn't have to. I fixed it myself.
How could you fix it? You needed a new motor.
I hooked it up to the vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum cleaner? Does it work?
It works fine. Except it sucks up the juice and spits the pits in your face.
I'll have breakfast ready in a minute.
I don't want any more. This oatmeal's plenty.
What oatmeal? Ready to get oatmeal.
What kind of talk is that? It was on the top of the stove. I ate the whole pot.
That wasn't oatmeal. That was wallpaper paste.
Oh, no.
You promised to paper the bathroom this morning.
Wallpaper paste.
Now, how are you going to put the wallpaper up?
I'll lick it in place. Blanche, how can you worry about wallpaper when I'm practically poisoned?
Oh, you're not poisoned. It's just flour and water. Go take an antidote, and I'll whip up the nice omelet.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Don't be like that, John. I've already got the powdered eggs on. Now all I have to do is chop up the turnips and steal the frog legs.
I'm not eating any powdered frog's legs.
Just taste it. That's all I ask.
Not me. First time I ever saw green eggs.
That's from the skunk cabbage. I got the recipe from my mother.
It looks like your mother.
What did you say?
No. Look, Blanche, I'm just getting tired of these outlandish dishes you keep making.
Like what?
Like that rhubarb pie you made yesterday.
What's the matter with it?
Matter with it? Who ever heard of a pie 2 feet long?
Well, I couldn't get any shorter rhubarb.
Let's have an understanding now, Blanche. I ate rhubarb and stopped making me 7-layer broccoli cakes and beef soup.
I never made beef soup in my life. It's good, healthy possum broth.
Possum broth.
Yes, possum broth. Just because I have a little imagination in cooking is no reason you should pick on me.
I'm not picking, Blanche.
Why don't you come out and say it? You hate my cooking.
I don't hate it. I just don't understand it.
You hate it.
I tell you, I don't hate it.
You do, you do, you do.
Don't I eat everything you make?
And why do you always get romaine poisoning?
Blanche, do you mind if I get dressed and go to work?
I don't care what you do. Get dressed.
I will as soon as you finish wiping the dishes with my shirt.
Well, you shouldn't have hung it in the towel rack.
Where else could I hang it? You made me sleep in the kitchen, didn't you?
Well, I didn't know my sister Clara was coming to spend the night, and I can't help it if you only have one bedroom. Hold up your cot.
I placed the sleep on a cot in the kitchen.
So what's wrong with it?
There isn't enough room in here to swing a cat.
You leave the cat alone.
I never touch the cat.
Plenty of room in here.
There is not.
There is, too. If you'd put the breakfast table on top of the refrigerator and the canary cage in the washing machine, then you could shut the stove in the doorway and you'd have plenty of room for the cot between the sink and the cat's sandbox.
I tried that. The cot's too short. My head lopped over into the sink and that leaky faucet gave me an all-night dandruff.
Well, you could have worn a shower cap. Anyway, Sarah's gone now. You won't have to sleep in the kitchen tonight.
Fine.
I felt terrible about her leaving before having any breakfast.
She didn't need any breakfast. She was in here 14 times last night for a snack.
What of it? Nothing disturbs you when you're sleeping.
Well, she did. She had the refrigerator open so much I woke up with frostbitten feet. A woman eats like a boa constrictor.
Clara doesn't eat because she wants to. Just because she's trying to get rid of her heartburn.
Oh, sure. Where are my shoes?
You're wearing them. You're a fine one to talk about other people stuffing themselves. A man who can't even see his own shoes anymore. Do you want this frog on it or not?
No. Stop using my pants for a pot holder.
Well, that's what you use them for.
Just leave my pot out of this. I may have a little flab around my waistline, but I don't eat one tenth as much as your fat sister.
You stop calling her fat. Clara's a glandular case. The doctor says she's an Eskimoor with an overactive bowel.
I don't care. She's a convertible with a hydromatic drive. She eats like she was condemned.
If you say one more word against my sister, I'll never talk to you again.
I wish you wouldn't tempt me that way.
You pay for that, John Pickerson.
I know it.
You've been tearing down my family since the first day we were married. Never a kind word about any of them.
That's not true. Don't I inquire about the state of your rich uncle's health every day in the week?
You sure do. Every day, you say, is the old goat dead yet?
Well, is he?
No. And when he does pass on, you can be sure he won't leave you a penny.
I wouldn't touch it if he did. He'd be broke, but I don't want his crooked money. I always wondered how he could travel around Europe on a bank janitor's salary.
He isn't a bank janitor at all. He's one of the shrewdest manipulators in Canada. How do you think he got his title?
What title?
You know as well as I do, my uncle was knighted for his operations in the stock market.
It was the black market. And he wasn't knighted, he was indicted. Knighted.
Well, whatever it was. He's got money, and that's all that counts. And that reminds me, I need some money for a new dress.
I can't give you any money this week.
That's what you said last week.
Well, I kept my word, didn't I? Anyway, you don't need a new dress.
Yes, I do. I've been wearing this old rag for 2 years, and I'm ashamed to go out on the street.
Stay home.
Wherever I go, the women whisper behind my back. There goes Dickerson's wife. Look how she's dressed.
For heaven's sake, look how I'm dressed, and I'm Dickerson.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I'm barely making enough to keep body and soul together. We don't have any extra money for fancy clothes.
No, but there's always plenty for your precious bourbon.
Oh, now, don't start that again. I never spend a penny on the stuff.
Not much. The whole house is full of empty bottles. Where'd they come from if you didn't buy them?
I never bought an empty bottle in my life.
Well, why don't you get rid of them?
I gotta get out of here, Blanche. It's getting late.
Anthony, John, why are you so attached to a lot of dead bourbon bottles?
I was with them when they passed away. Goodbye, Blanche.
Wait a minute. How can you go off to work every morning of your life? Goodbye, Blanche.
Now what?
Is that the way a married man acts?
Blanche, I'm not acting.
I'll say you're not. There isn't another man in the world as thoughtless as you. Take a lesson from your friend Mel Shaw. No single morning goes by that he doesn't shower Louise with affection. He wouldn't dream of leaving the house without kissing Louise goodbye. Why don't you do that?
Okay, call her up and tell her I'll be right.